This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover.
Wow, it's September 1st already?
You want answers? Well, so does he.
Amazing.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I read these stories yesterday and people didn't believe me, but now here it is in Reuters. Putin warns North Korea situation on the verge of large-scale conflict. That's because Trump's told him, get ready. This is serious. But first, Trump and the American people are vindicated. Antifa are violent thugs, and it turns out the FBI's listed them as a criminal gang.
I can't hear you.
You're a f***ing anti-American.
I'm an anti-American?
Yes.
You stupid bastard. I'm a f***ing patriot.
I think we should classify them as a gang. You know, they come dressed in uniforms. They have weapons. They're almost a militia. I think we need to think about that in terms of our law enforcement approach.
We condemn in the strongest possible terms this egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence on many sides. On many sides.
Wait, on many sides? This was a white nationalist rally. You have to call that out by name.
Many sides? Mr. President, this is terrorism, not your order at KFC.
Prior to the unrest, police banned sticks, masks, and any other potential weapons. There were dozens of anti-fascist protesters broke those rules, it appears. They also pepper sprayed the leader of the conservative group. One left-wing demonstrator attacked a photographer, and others reportedly threatened people who were trying to film the violence.
What about the alt-left that came charging at the, as you say, the alt-right? Do they have any semblance of guilt? Let me ask you this. What about the fact that they came charging with clubs in their hand, swinging clubs? Do they have any problem? I think they do.
And they are just beating people, ganging up, men and women, ganging up on lone individuals and just beating them in a wanton, savage, brown shirt, Nazi operation.
They don't want to mention Antifa and how Antifa literally came trained, militarized, doing warlike maneuvers. You know, they bring coolers and you think, oh, it's to stay hydrated. No, it's filled with water balloons, filled with feces, urine, just disgusting things that will pop and explode on people. And water bottles filled with the same substances.
Yeah, he just got struck with pepper spray. By some radical liberal helping him.
We're not all like this.
No, you see, that guy attacked him is not a liberal. He's a Marxist.
Every time one of these situations happens, you know, you see the worst of people sometimes. I think we saw it out of the left.
You just saw those videos of them chasing and beating people. People in black clothing, black masks, over 100 of them broke through the lines and attacked stragglers who were there. For the most part, the event was shut down. They couldn't find enough conservatives, so they started attacking the police after a while. But you saw them beating the conservatives, even as they come in carrying no hate signs. And the mayor said they made sure the themes of love and compassion dominated over hate speech.
Supporters of President Donald Trump were vastly outnumbered by counter-protesters at Martin Luther King Jr. Civic Center Park.
And then we saw that group with the masks on. They had their own, you know, shields that they made, for lack of a better term. A huge crowd there now.
And while we certainly don't know, and we'll try to find out, some of those protesters, the ones that showed up with the masks and the shields, may do this in other locations. They may be what you call professional protesters who do this a lot.
Again, the full report is up on Infowars.com. Trump vindicated Antifa are violent thugs, and it then goes into the clips of Pelosi and the rest of them admitting now that it is basically a terrorist organization. And the new report is up on Infowars.com, where it turns out even last year under Obama, they had been secretly identified as a terrorist organization, as the primary instigators of violence and a criminal gang. It was really a powerful article of the Weekly Standard, a beating in Berkeley, and it actually documents how the so-called Antifa beat up mainly Japanese, black people, just really mild-mannered, nice folks that came out for the free speech rally because they believe free speech is very, very important. And that's why it's finally blown up in their fascist faces.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Mycozy X is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months, big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have it be California standards. Nobody's got something that's good. Take 30% off of Mycozy X and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 million live in each pill probiotic. Mycozy X contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with Mycozy X at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Today and a raft of guests that we're going to be interviewing. The first thing I wanted to do was basically read this headline for you.
Side that was bad, and you had a group on the other side that was also very violent, and nobody wants to say that, but I'll say it right now. You had a group on the other side that came charging in without a permit, and they were very, very violent.
Are you an advocate of this sort of confrontation?
Yes, I am, yes.
Mark Bray is a Dartmouth professor who has studied the Antifa anti-fascist movement. Antifa is a far-left political movement that argues it's necessary to confront hate groups, sometimes with force. Professor Bray is author of the new book, Antifa, the Anti-Fascist Handbook.
Antifa are not calling on the government to censor anyone. In fact, they resist the notion of turning to the government or turning to the police, who we've seen have been infiltrated by white supremacists who have been sympathetic to the court, sort of return to law and order notion of fascism. And so the idea is the real enemies of free speech are fascists. We've seen that historically. We've seen that they're the ones that if they have their way will shut down speech. And it also differs in the sense that anti-fascists see this as a political struggle. They don't see fascism as a difference of opinion or as kind of a different perspective to consider. Instead, they see fascists as the enemy. And I think that we need to come around to that notion, considering that there is no doubt what they've done historically.
You can't say that this is both sides of violence. What we saw was white supremacists, and then what we saw was some brave people risking their lives and putting themselves in between white supremacists and that, you know, and what they were doing. So we saw white supremacists initiate this action, try to bully those
people,
try to instill fear, and we saw brave people there in Charlottesville standing against them. That is, you cannot equate both sides. This was not many sides.
There was a group the president mentioned that we haven't heard about, the alt-left. So who are they? Simply put, the alt-left does not exist. According to the Anti-Defamation League, it's a made-up term that refers to no actual group or organization. Many in the alt-right actually refer to groups when they protest them as Antifa. That refers to anti-fascists. It's a name that some groups have latched onto, borrowing from an old left-wing extreme movement that popped up in the 1960s in Germany. Their goal is to physically confront Nazis and white supremacists.
By most accounts, almost all of the people protesting against the hateful bigots, the Nazis and Klansmen in Charlottesville, were peaceful.
The hateful bigots, the Nazis and Klansmen in Charlottesville.
To equate a group that is a protest group, two protest groups, yes, they're both protest groups, and they were talking about Antifa or Antifa, however you want to pronounce it, calling them the alt-left. Well, that group protests fascism, so they were there protesting fascism. Maybe their tactics weren't exactly right. All groups like that, political groups, rights groups, protest groups, it's messy.
Antifa are people who go and they try to push back on these guys. Sometimes they go too far. I think that is a significant issue. But it is not the case that they are going around building an armed movement to go and kill people. And
you've got the violent left. And, by the way, Kate,
what about the violent right?
Everybody's been talking about the right. Nobody's been talking except for the president, myself, about the violent left, Antifa, who have been equally to blame for the violence that occurred in Charlottesville.
You think that there is any moral equivalence between a neo-Nazi and anyone else?
I'm not trying to make any equivalence at all. What I'm saying is that any group that espouses violence in a democracy where it's not necessary.
Do you think anyone would have been there in Charlottesville had neo-Nazis gone there?
Neither CNN,
no one would have
the mainstream media, or any Democratic politician has come out, and not even the establishment Republicans, have come out and condemned the far-left group Antifa, which has been espousing violence and attacking people.
Why do you think that is, Corey? Maybe is it possible?
Because they're afraid.
Is it possible because establishment Republicans are afraid of being labeled by CNN as racist and bigots, and they know that's exactly what you're going to do, and there's only a few of us who are going to stand up to you.
Let me just ask you, you know, Paris said that the president's initial statement on Saturday was correct, that, and one of the things the president said is that there was violence on many sides, on many sides.
That's not true. It was not on our side at all.
Was there violence on many sides?
Absolutely, it was not on our side at all. Not at all. That's PR strategy, that sounding brass and tinkling cymbal. We standing there singing This Little Light of Mine and about to get crushed. The light, our bodies, and our prophetic witness. It shriveled up. There was no space for love and justice given that vicious hatred. And we had the left, we had the anarchists, we had the anti-fascists. They were trying to both protect us, but they were also letting the neo-fascists know that there was opposition in this nation.
And now the Morning Joe, Nancy Pelosi, the mayor of San Francisco. They all have to admit that Antifa are equivalent to Nazis and are thugs and are horrible. So Donald Trump, who said bad on both sides, decry all the bigotry, all the hate, he was correct. He was correct. And now you've got the globalists trying to abort Antifa that Soros and the foundations have been nurturing and suckling at their little fetid breast for 20 years. And now they're flushing the big meth head turd. We've put a lot of these special reports out the last few days because they're so important. It really is a huge issue that the Democratic Party, multinational corporations led by George Soros' criminal networks that have overthrown countless nations, have actually created a giant Satanist, communist, meth head army of glow-in-the-dark ne'er-do-wells to go out and physically, viciously attack anybody that doesn't support total communism. And they're so vicious that even in cities they control, like San Francisco, they viciously attacked the police and viciously attacked Black Lives Matter and basically took control of the situation in San Francisco. And that's why finally, after watching it in Boston and watching it in many other cities, the Democrats are going, these people are going to destroy us. And they make us look really bad, and we've lost the fight trying to sell them as knights in shining armor like Sir Lancelot riding off to the Dark Tower to fight the Black Knight. That is not what's happening. And so think about what a seismic devastation this is. They've got several rails trying to bring down Trump. They want to bring down the economy, admittedly, to stop him, but we're at 3.0 growth rate, something they said we never could do, something Obama never got. That's with interest rates being raised and everything to try to shut it down. So they're trying to blow up into the economy. They're trying to launch a race war. They're trying to launch a societal breakdown so they can be the referees that claim they're going to fix the problem they helped accelerate with Accelerant. And then they've got their other rail, and that's the whole Russia thing. And now they're back to that, even though they had to drop it in the last month, and are saying, don't worry, we're going to have our own hurricane. That's what Dan Rather said, Hurricane Vladimir. So former CBS anchor Dan Rather, along with Tom Brokaw and others, have been dug up out of the crypt. They're hanging out with the crypt keeper in. And he says Trump is seized with fear. Actually, it's the complete opposite. That Robert Mueller has correctly discovered the Hurricane Vladimir about to make landfall in Washington. And you've got the incredibly corrupt Attorney General of New York teamed up with old Mueller that covered up for all the Clinton and Obama crimes and the Saudi funding and all the rest of it. And, oh my gosh, shaking with fear as they try to destroy the recovery and try to divide the nation. And here came the hurricane, a tragic event, major gas shortages. They say there's not shortages. Well, I couldn't get gas this morning, and every gas station I drove by, and I drove by about 9 of them, didn't have gas. So we've got that situation going on. But it brought us together, and that's really got these social engineers, these divide and conquer experts, really upset. So let's go ahead and play this Dan Rather clip.
Donald Trump is afraid. He's trying to exude power and strength. He's afraid of something that Mueller and the prosecutors are going to find out. And what you're seeing time after time is a president who is within himself seized with fear. And that's going to be, a political hurricane is out there at sea for him. We'll call it Hurricane Vladimir, if you will.
Again, they're projecting power. They're turning into a regional party. They're being absolutely universally loathed. Young people are now 70% national polls against abortion. They're hating mainline liberals, disliking mainline conservatives. There's a global awakening against globalism. All these fundamentals are turning against them. As people worldwide realize, corporate crony collectivism is a nightmare. So we need Dan Rather, the guy that sold us in all the false wars and all the rest of it, to exude confidence. Dan Rather got to start in Texas with the whole Kennedy assassination cover-up. Dan Rather reporting from Dallas. The president is dead. Well, he's here telling us that, oh, the troops have confidence. Trump's about to fall. Rally, rally. Our champions, Antifa, are our spear and standard. Our beautiful young warriors will crush America. Trump will fall.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
Head out on the highway, looking for adventure, and whatever comes our way, yeah, gotta go make it happen, take the world in a loving embrace, fire all of your
live, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I want to go ahead and get into the geopolitical news, and I'm going to come back and get into the latest on the hurricane and the new hurricane that's forming out in the Atlantic. It can come across Florida into the Gulf of Mexico yet again. We're watching that very closely. But here's the big news. You know, I mentioned this yesterday out of the Russian news, and folks thought I was exaggerating, but it's now confirmed by Reuters. Putin warns North Korea situation on verge of large-scale conflict. That's a way of saying large-scale war. Russian President Vladimir Putin warned on Friday that the tense standoff between North Korea and the United States was on the verge of large-scale conflict and said it was a mistake to try to pressure the North Korea over its nuclear missile program. Putin, who is due to attend a summit of the BRICS nations in China next week, wrote in an article published on the Kremlin's website ahead of his trip that he favored negotiations with North Korea instead. It is essential to resolve the region's problems through direct dialogue involving all sides without advancing any preconditions, such as talks. Well, Tillerson and them have been talking about talks, but North Korea keeps threatening to nuke everybody, so you can't do talks when they're doing that. Provocations, pressure, and bellicose and offensive rhetoric is the road to nowhere. The situation on the Korean Peninsula has deteriorated so much that it was now balanced on the verge of a large-scale conflict, said the Russian leader. North Korea has been working to develop a nuclear-tipped missile capable of hitting the United States and has recently threatened to land missiles near the U.S. Pacific territory of Guam. And Trump has said that that is a line in the sand, or possible line, that if they do that, they better be ready for retaliation. Then the war that we're still in, that has been a ceasefire since July of 1953, will kick off again. On Monday, North Korean capital, which sees joint war games between the United States and South Korea as preparations for invasion, raised the stakes in its standoff with the United States and its allies by firing an intermediate-range missile over Japan. In Russia's opinion, the calculation that it is possible to hold North Korea's nuclear missile programs exclusively by putting pressure on the North is erroneous and futile, Putin wrote. A roadmap formulated by Moscow and Beijing, which would involve North Korean stopping work on missile program in exchange for the United States and South Korea halting large-scale war games, was a way to gradually reduce tensions, wrote Putin. Well, we've been trying to appease North Korea for decades, and our loving leaders, the Clintons as usual, you know, it the clown's not real. It the clown's not a real metaphysical force, a space vampire, but the Clintons basically are. They probably have headlines. Jones says they're literal space vampires. They might as well be. Yeah, maybe they are. That's called trolling the media. Bill Clinton does look like a killer clown, though, from outer space. No makeup needed. U.S. bombers drill over Korean Peninsula for a third day after the latest North Korean launch, and they've simulated dropping nuclear weapons. And we reported this 2 days ago, but Reuters is doing it now, so now it's real. See? I mean, I will say Reuters is a lot more accurate than CNN, but they still have a lot of fake news. After North Korea missile, Britain and Japan agree on closer security ties. So that's some of the news there. Now, here's some of the news coming up. When I saw this, I took a double take, but it's true. They want the bases removed and taken down, and I guess the names of the bases changed, but the SPLC with its offshore bank accounts and other activities is just all-powerful. They run Facebook, Google. They control the algorithms. They control who can be there, who can't. They define language. They say you're alt-right, and then they say that means you're a Nazi, so, you know, you get beat up by crazy people throwing feces at you. But the SPLC calls Army bases, quote, Confederate monuments that must be, quote, taken down. Far-left group dog-whistle domestic terrorism. That is exactly what they're doing, is dog whistling, and here's the target. Here's the next place to go rant and rave. The military, the most diverse organization in our country, the first thing to be integrated, and it's working just fine. But no, you're going to need some trannies in there, you need to have some race baiting, and turn it into a big social engineering operation for the globalists. That is coming up. Oh, meanwhile, a man has gotten in trouble. He's been arrested. for eating bacon in front of Muslims in Stockholm, Sweden, of course, the home of the mass Stockholm syndrome. That's all coming up on Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
In an unofficial form of competition without even knowing it, because I titled a video yesterday the dumbest anti-Trump protester in the world. And he had already done a video that I didn't even know about till this morning because I hadn't been on his YouTube channel, titled Dumbest Anti-Trump Protesters Ever. So it's a very sad form of competition, though, because we don't get off on seeing how incredibly stupid these people are. It actually freaks us out really, really bad. Because they are whacked out of their minds. But that video is coming up. But first, I want to play what one of our great new investigative journalists and reporters and Army veteran, Jake Lloyd, went out yesterday and shot. The ultimate moron. But actually, maybe not, because a lot of these anti-Trump people aren't even able to talk. And this sad student at the University of Texas thinks Trump stands with Antifa. So we're going to be playing both of those reports here in a minute so you understand the type of raw ignorance that MSNBC and CNN are controlling. And understand that most of these people don't even get their news from CNN. They get it from The Daily Show. They get it from the different programs that pose as news shows but are really government propaganda masquerading as a news show, posing as comics. That's all they're doing. And they know what they're doing. And so when they say anybody that supports America or supports free market is a Nazi, these knuckle-dragging TV heads go out on the streets of America and believe they're actually fighting Red Skull, Captain America's enemy. And that's what's horrifying, is that there is an invincible ignorance to these people. We've gone out and had 99 out of 100 people sign a petition to ban dihydrogen monoxide because it's running off into our water and can cause excessive urination. Leanne McAdoo's done the piece. I've done the piece. Same results. Penn and Teller did it first. We just recreated it. She interviewed over 100 people, and even one guy hit on her and said, absolutely, I want to ban it. I've got a chemistry degree from Cornell. And she goes, so then you understand you're talking about water. And he went, oh, my gosh, I'm an idiot. They would go, yeah, let's ban that, absolutely. How about carbon dioxide? Absolutely, it's so deadly, so bad, you know. I think it's carbon monoxide. So that's coming up here in just a few minutes. Very, very sad. But it's who we are as a society. And it's what we've bred. It's the domesticated slobs that just want a virtue signal. And they want our guns, and they want our free market, and they will do whatever George Soros tells them. But how stupid does John Oliver and Trevor Noah and Colbert look, going, the president didn't condemn the white supremacist when he did? And how dumb do you look saying Antifa didn't do anything wrong when everyone knows they are the scourge of this country? They are the trash of the trash. They are the ne'er-do-wells of the ne'er-do-wells. They are an amalgamation of devil worshiper losers, communists, drug addicts, thugs that want an excuse to go out in a gang of cowards and attack people individually. They are the definition of scum of the earth. And they don't even know that we're barreling towards a war in North Korea. They're cheering on the economy collapsing, even though it'll hurt them, because they believe they're going to have a metaphysical or existential coming of age if they can bring down Trump, because Hillary was their mommy, even though in the WikiLeaks she says she hates them and they're losers, even though she has disdain for them. That's too kind a word. Even though she has disgust for them. Their mommy lost. Their power lost. Their feeling good. Their reflected glory failed. And now all they want is to pull down all that is strong and honorable. If you're some drug addict, devil worshiper, loser, what do you think of people with happy, healthy families going to the golf course on the weekend, or going duck hunting on the weekend, or going out and feeding the homeless on the weekend, or going to the bowling alley, just having a good time? What do they think of you that has your head screwed on straight, just wants to be a good member of society. They hate you because they're losers, and they gather together in big groups to take control of government and culture so that they can rule and feel powerful and become what they're not. They want power but not responsibility. And they look at you, and they see the enemy, and you've given them a finger, not the middle finger. You've given them a pinky of power. You've acquiesced to their bullying. You've used the words and the terms they wanted. They told you, repudiate the Nazis. You're like, yeah, I don't like the Nazis. Sure. All right. Repudiate the family. Repudiate free market. Repudiate God. Repudiate free speech. Talk exactly as we say. Follow our orders. Grovel to us. You're like, I'm not going to do that. And they go, you know what, then? We're going to hit you in the head with a club or a bike lock. We're going to throw feces on you like satanic monkeys. And we're going to take control of government as if you, the scummiest, ne'er-do-well, race-baiting filth of the earth, the droppings of an old, twisted Nazi collaborator, the skin flakes that fall off the butt of George Soros and his little gremlin son, you are the literal servants of the vampire pedophile class. And so you look exactly what you think servants of vampires would look like. Super white skin to the point it's green. Black hoods. Stinking. Hating. Attacking. Viciously. Covering your faces. And I'm not bashing people that like to wear black or like horror films or, you know, whatever. I'm talking about the particular folks that have taken on that garb as a group and who go out hissing and attacking and viciously striking out and claiming that they're the guardians and the holders of all that's good and all that's cultural, and they will dictate to everyone the way it is, and they're going to pull down civilization, and somehow they're going to rule this new dark age. Well, they've been rejected. So I'm going to play those clips in a moment. But first, limited time flash special. It will end on Monday because we have to, because we're selling out of Super Male Vitality. We had the same special a month ago, Super Female, for 4 days. It sold out. Limited supply is back in, but it's not discounted to this level. I've never done it 57% because it's so close to cost, because I want you to experience cold-pressed known herbs that have been absolutely linked, and I've certainly experienced it, to stamina, libido, energy. You name it, InfoWarsLive.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. Super Male Vitality is a game-changing formula that has received thousands of five-star reviews from listeners who have been blown away by the effects. Super Male Vitality is a game-changing formula that I myself use, with over 3,500 authentic reviews approved by our third-party review site. Super Male Vitality now sits at an unprecedented 4.6-star average. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself and see what Super Male Vitality has done for our other listeners. It's key to do that. This flash special, what I call a 360 win, helps support InfoWars, get great products for the lowest prices. Get Super Male Vitality 57% off. And right now, we've got it at 57% off, also with X2 together. Never had X2 that low. And X2 by itself is 45% off, and you can get it with a combo with selenium. Emmerich's Essentials is 50% off, 25% off the top. Sign up for auto ship, initial 25% off on that order. You can cancel right after you order if you want. Sign up every 30 days, every 60, every 90. You can cancel any time, but that's the type of stuff like shampoo and body wash and things that are totally organic, made right here in America. Our SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, non-nano, DEET-free herbal bug spray works great. Concentrated peppermint mouthwash, 10-to-1. Pure unscented body wash, pure tea tree shampoo, long-lasting natural deodorant. 50% off Emmerich's Essentials product for a limited time. You'll receive 25% off the retail price plus an additional 25% off when you're signing up for auto ship. And this is selling great, but I want fence sitters who are waiting for a deal to do it. I mean, folks, it sells for $15 in Whole Foods. It's Nature's brand, one of the top ones in the country. You heard the Patriot CEO on this week. And then we normally sell it, depending on the bottle, $10, $8, or $12, depending on the product. When we do 50% off, I mean, it really is. I don't know, this stuff costs us like $3, $4 a bottle, depending on what the product is. I'm making like a dollar or two on these. But I want you to become a customer if you haven't done it. You can get the same stuff sold on end caps at Whole Foods, Nature's Brand, as Emirates Essentials. This is a big deal. This is a top high-quality certified organic. These things only have a few ingredients per bottle, not 30, 40, 50, no chemicals. It's so good for your children, so good for yourself. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, I'm going to stop plugging now, but it's your purchases that make it all possible. I want to mention this is a flash sale. Tim wanted to do this. Even though we're about to sell out, we get more in about 3 weeks. So we want to sell out before more comes in. 50% off retail on Caveman strawberry and chocolate formula. You talk about meal replacement. You talk about energy. You talk about bones. You talk about stamina. You talk about trace elements. You talk about true minerals in their ring structure form. I've been told why it's so important. Talk about superfood with chaga mushroom, turmeric, bee pollen, and more. Totally organic. Caveman ultimate paleo formula. InfoWarsLife.com. 50% off. I forgot I agreed to do this yesterday, so be sure and take it. But we're only doing it till it obviously sells out. We've never done that because I just absolutely want to give people the absolute best deals that have been on the fence. Similar bone broth formulas aren't even as strong, are $60 to $70. This is way below half that at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, I'm going to stop right now. I don't take pleasure and how ignorant these people are, but they're dangerous. Here is Paul's video that I'm going to play, the even crazier one, where the leftists are blaming Trump for Antifa, saying they work for him. But see, the moment the left then says the Antifa's bad, oh, now they work for Trump. See, everything's insane asylum, where you just, like the Tea Party that they're having in Alice in Wonderland, you just make up whatever you want, like you're on 14 hits of acid. But that's how they all are. Almost all students at UT are the stupidest people. I could walk into some auto parts store and talk to guys. They'd be super on target, streetwise, know what's going on, because they got a family, they got kids, they got a paycheck they got to make. They're jumping through hoops. But you talk to these zombies and their arrested development at the colleges, it is a joke. Let's go ahead and go to Paul's video, the dumbest anti-Trump protesters ever.
So now that the left is finally being forced to disavow Antifa, the anti-Trump movement can return to its credible, rational, intelligent roots, right?
Do you always make fart noises with your mouth?
Wrong.
Go away with your
What kind of job could this woman have, given that she's so adept at reasoned, forthright debate? I wonder.
I'm a professor at the University of Texas.
Yeah, she's teaching your kids.
You want to know what I teach?
Political science.
No, I don't teach political science, you asshat.
What do you teach?
Why do you think I stand here?
I don't know. What do you teach?
What do you think she teaches? Take a wild guess. And this gender studies. Well, imagine my shock. But being a professor, at least she must understand the value of free speech, right?
Statement. Yeah, hide the camera from your embarrassment. Yeah. You know what? This is why higher education is failing. Excuse me, officer. Can you please keep this man? Can you please keep her off my camera?
Wrong. Wrong. Wrong, 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 wrong.
Black people, he want to have Ben Carson on his team. Deal with that.
He's not a black person.
Ben Carson is not a black person.
He's not a black person. He's not a black person.
Wow.
He is a dimwit.
That's odd, because on Wikipedia it says that he's actually a Yale graduate and a brain surgeon.
He's a neurosurgeon, but he's
Yeah, all right. But you, though. How about you?
What about me?
What are you good at?
She's good at calling herself an anti-racist while simultaneously disparaging educated, successful black people.
What do we do this hate-mongering?
You're a smarmy little prick. Get the out of my city, you prick.
You gotta spread love, y'all.
This guy,
are you spreading love?
What you're doing is incredibly hateful.
This
guy,
are you spreading love?
Get the out of my city.
It's incredibly hateful.
This guy, spreading love?
Why do you want Trump impeached?
United will never be divided.
They're meanwhile dividing people over Trump.
See the total mental illness? Back that up 30 seconds, please. They're saying, F you, we're going to get you. Get out of here. You have no right to be here, while cussing at him and spitting in his face and stuff. And then when they do it, they say, oh, see, you're spreading the love. This is the Harry Potter universe where These people just make stuff up as they go along. They're attacking him. They're the fascist. But they would call themselves the anti-fascist. He's out there really to get their views, but could find no one that would talk other than screaming hate. Millie found one guy that would talk, and they ended up being friends when she went out. We really want to hear from you. In fact, we want to interface with you. But I know the leftist groups that bust you out there and pay for a lot of you to be there tell you in their literature, don't talk to the opposition. They're Nazis. That's because they want to keep you in the cult. What's the number one thing about a cult? It tells you, don't talk to other people. Don't debate. Just have slogans. Let's go back to Paul's piece.
What do we do this hate mongering?
You're a smarmy little prick. Get the out of my city, you prick.
You can't spread love, y'all.
This guy's
spreading love.
What you're doing is incredibly hateful.
Are
this guy's
spreading love.
Get the out of my city.
It's incredibly hateful.
This guy's spreading love.
Why do you want Trump impeached?
United will never be divided.
They're meanwhile dividing people over Trump. As they divide over Trump.
But let's be fair. At least when they were asked a specific question why they thought Trump should be impeached, the answers were clear and cogent.
Do you believe Trump should be impeached?
That's a UT professor.
Do you make fart noises with your mouth? I'm asking people why they want Trump impeached, and nobody can answer the question. Can you stop blowing at me? Where did you go to college? Where did you get your education? Why do you want Trump impeached?
I don't know, man. Why do you think?
You're so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
All the signs say impeach Trump, and I'm trying to figure out why.
Now, that's still not an argument.
So why should Trump be impeached?
Because he's lied 1,000 times on record.
What does he lie about?
Just got
he's got a liar.
I know, so it keeps coming back. So what did he lie about?
You got to see the video. Paul and Owen teaming up is incredible.
But you're out here protesting. You shouldn't have to look it up. You know, you should already know your cause, don't you think?
You're probably, you know, right? You're probably, you know, right?
I mean, if you have to look it up, it must not be that important to you, you know? Do you support America, sir?
I support America all the way. Freedom of speech.
Yeah, you love freedom of speech so much. You love it so much, you're physically trying to block someone else's freedom of speech.
Do you have kids? Do you have a family?
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Hey, can you tell me why Trump should be impeached, man?
Go away.
Still over. Hey, why should Trump be impeached? No. So you are out here supporting President Trump?
Yep.
America first policy?
Exactly. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
Well, what's this? Using intimidation to shut down people of color?
To come out here with all these crazy protesters.
Hey, then watch out.
Yeah, do me a favor. Check that white privilege. So let me get this straight. What's left of the anti-Trump movement? The same movement that has hysterical tantrums about Trump and his supporters being hateful, trampling on rights and silencing minorities, is a hateful mob that tramples on people's rights and silences minorities. And they blame Antifa for discrediting the left. Yeah, forget about Antifa. You're doing a pretty damn fine job of discrediting yourselves.
Antifa is just the latest droppings of the mainline left. Dirty, stupid, mentally ill, confused, ignorant, hateful, violent, arrogant, entitled. No logic. Like, Spock is a 10 on the logic scale. The leftists are a 0. There's just no logic with these people. Now, let's get to an even sicker video. Sad. Liberal student thinks Trump stands with Antifa. And this is just a snapshot that Jake Lloyd, one of our newest and awesome reporters, everybody here is awesome, but what a great new crew member. Everybody doing such a great job and putting up with me. Let's go ahead and go to, this is UT yesterday. See, our problem is Owen got back with 2 hours of footage and uploaded it. And It was in 20-minute chunks, and this one got 300,000, this got 200,000, this one got 100,000, this one got 300,000, this one got 90,000 or so. And I'm like, I understand you work till 10 at night, and you're awesome, Owen. We're going to get you an assistant who will then grow and become as successful as you, hopefully. I got folks that are lead producers now that were interns here 2 years ago. I'm just looking for talent. You can be a woman, you can be Hispanic, you can be black, you can be white, you can be Russian, you can be Chinese. You want to fight tyranny, you want to work, baby, I love you. But the point is that I said, I guarantee you, if you'd have edited just one of these down, it would get 10 million views, and then we'd reach more people. And they're like, no, you're right, Alex, but we just have to upload it raw. I said, it doesn't matter. Somebody else will grab that and edit it and put it out awesome on their channel, and I want that to happen. And it was Paul Watson. No communication with Paul. It just happened. Because they were asking, I go, what should the headlines be, boss? And I said, well, you're as good as I am, Owen. But I said, let's go with the dumbest liberal protesters ever. Paul Watson, without even the same headline or a little bit different, he said Trump protester. So I've already gone too far. I've got to come back and air this piece with liberal student thinks Trump stands with Antifa and just the death of the logic. And you got to understand, we didn't go find some poor brain damage electroshock therapy victim from the 70s. You know, like a third of the schizophrenics are that were dumped out of the state hospital in the 90s that, like, troll around Austin, Texas that I genuinely give money to and try to help out. I don't give money to the crackheads or the drunks. I don't know. Sometimes they're honest and you got a sign begging for a six-pack, I'll give them $10. But the point is that I do try to help out the schizophrenics. But we're not out there trolling for schizophrenics. By all my lucky stars, if you go down to UT, in fact, I want to do this the next week or two, and you just sit there for 3 hours, I will be attacked, I will be spit on, I will be cussed at, I will be called a Nazi. I would guess, if I'm out there 3 hours, I'd say 200 times. And then I'll have some fans come over as well that are going to be totally well-spoken. In fact, I want to do a live feed sometime, unannounced, unscripted, at UT, with a camera, live streaming on Facebook mentions, and I'm going to illustrate this to everybody, and then we're going to go back to this day, September 1st, and play this clip from the vault of my prediction coming true, that none of them will be able to talk, none of them will be able to say anything, some will try to get physical, and that none of them will be intellectual, but then every person that's a listener will be incredibly intellectual and incredibly informed, and they're going to be black, they're going to be white, they're going to be Hispanic, they're going to be Asian. We will have a diverse group of people that will all be well-spoken, and then all of their supporters, the state, the globalist supporters, will be drooling nincompoops. And again, why do I illustrate this? Because if we show people who liberals are, and if we show them who Antifa is, and if we show them who the zombies are at these colleges, we will be able to wake up the world. Now, I'm not even going to do an intro next segment. Some stations don't carry it, but I'm going to come in and play it. And full videos on Infowars.com. I'm going to come right in with this piece when we come back in a few minutes. Sad, liberal student thinks Trump stands with Antifa. And then we've got James Wesley Rawls. He predicted the Summer of Rage a year ago, that they would try, if Trump got elected, to overthrow him with communist groups. He's predicted it in triplicate. He's been really predicting it the last 6 months. He'll be joining us. Austin Fletcher, Jack Posobiec, Arthur Chopper, Mike Cernovich, and more today. So you'll definitely want to stay with us, and I intend to get some phones open as well. The House is to vote on self-driving car legislation to force the robot takeover. That's all coming up as well. So much to cover as the SPLC calls for our U.S. military bases to be closed because they're named after Confederate generals. We'll be right back with hour number two.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.